It's all because of him.
He started a whole industry, really.
A whole Baltimore industry, you know, a whole new, you know, shopping experience with the Ravens and the success. So he brought in, like, more, like you know, with the team, you bring in new shops, new business, new employment. You know, you look at the harbor, you know, the people go to the games, they go to Harbor Place, they tailgate, they go to liquor stores and buy liquor. You know, he really helped the economy of this area at what was depressed when the Colts left, you know. And, you know, it's just that everybody really should take time out today and reflect on a man who was so important, even though they didn't know him for the most part, but he brought so much to everybody Sunday or Monday or Thursday night, you know, of what he's done, or these children who are growing up in purple bibs and purple stuff, and they say Ravens, and these little kids know the players, you know. It's like he brought this all back to our community, and, you know, everybody should just reflect on a man who they never knew and say thank you.
And he left us a huge mark on the community, not just on the football field. I mean, there's a lot of things that are named after Pat and Art Modell.
He was very philanthropic to the community, and him and his wife. And, you know, he just made our community a better place to live, brought economic development. People would come to Baltimore. We had a baseball team. Now we had a football team. You know, what really people enjoy their Sundays when they have something really to hold on to from their everyday hard job, that Sunday they can relax and watch a game and get excited and have their friends come over, you know. And it was all him. He fought for the city through the expansion, you know, what we didn't get a team. So he knew that this was a great area for football because he was an old-time owner where he was friends with Carol Rosenblum. You know, they divided up the leagues together. You know, his creation of Monday Night Football was so important for the league within itself. You know, and you know, the league should reflect back. This Art was a great guy, you know.
Yeah, did you ever get to meet him?
I actually met his son, David.
I
broke my ankle back in 99, and I was going to vote. And I'm walking down, and my ankle was killing me. And I look up, and David's, like, walking to vote. And he goes, good morning. How you doing? You know, and I never met David in my entire life, but it was David Modell going to vote saying good morning to a guy like, he didn't know me.
I'm going to mention that story to him. David does some work with our station. He appears with C4 a couple of times a week or a couple of times a month. So next time I see David, I'm going to mention that story.
I always remember that, you know. Yeah. It's like, you know, because, like, they don't have to say hi, you know. Yeah. But, you know, they were so down to earth. You know, David was so down to earth. You know, they know community. They know what people are happy with, you know. And they made this community so much greater, you know. And, you know, it's just a lot of fun when people come in and talk about Ravens, and that's Art. It's all Art.
I have to ask you, if it weren't for Art Modell moving the team to Baltimore, would Baltimore have gotten another NFL team through expansion or anything like that? Just think about that.
Well, you know, they didn't want to expand. You know, they expanded after the Browns came here to give Cleveland a team, mm-hmm. to make the league, you know, even the Houston got a team. You know, Tagliabue didn't want to put a team here where really it'll be if the Yankees would move out of New York. You know, it's like you feel the pain when the Dodgers moved to Los Angeles back in the 50s, you know. And it's
as
like
we all still feel the pain when the Colts moved to Indianapolis.
You know, it's hard to watch that helmet, you know, because, like, you know, in my generation, it's like you see that helmet. We grew up with that helmet, mm-hmm. you know, and it's like, you know, maybe some of the Brown fans follow the Ravens, you know, because, like, they're still Colt fans in Baltimore who follow the Colts, you know. So, but I think I can't answer if the league would have gave us a team. They gave us a hard time for 12 years, you know, and it's like, you know, Washington was blocking our movement, you know, and it's hard to tell if we would have got a team. But I think the league is pretty happy that we have a team because we sell it every game. Our sales are going up in merchandising, and from my experience, the fans follow the team on the visiting when they would go to a visiting city.
They do.
So we really do have a good following, the Ravens, now. And every city has a bar that the Raven fans meet on Sunday.
That's
so
true.
They do have a really great following, the Ravens.
Okay, Jeff, I'm going to stop the